So what does it mean to be available to life? What does it mean to be available in your life just as it is? So again, with the arriving here, here is internal and external. And we are deliberately cultivating our capacity to be here in the internal and external, in a wise relationship with each, a relationship that is based on wisdom and compassion. And the mindfulness helps us discern. It empowers our discerning in such a way that we gain wisdom and compassion. But there is a deliberateness to being available, because we don't know what the moment's going to bring, so we can stay a little bit away from being in the moment, just the slightest off to one side or another, because we're not sure what the moment's going to bring. Or we had an old habit of this that was a survival habit that was quite useful at a different time in our life. We needed to not be so available because we were in larger circumstances than we were capable of coping with. So that was actually a good strategy for that time. It was an effective strategy. It could have been a skillful means. But if it becomes a habit, if we've developed this view of ourselves that's a reductionistic view, that's not giving ourselves a chance to fully be present in meditation or in our daily life, what I call walking around mindfulness, then that's to be reconsidered. Still your decision. Your decision. So to be available, to be available. We're treating this as a koan for now. Later on we will put some more words with it. And we're practicing availableness for meditation in order to develop the felt sense so that we can recognize when we're available in our daily life. And we're being available, practicing being available because we're available for insight. We have to the hindrances, our relationship with the hindrances can so vary. And when we're available to all of life in our practice, when the hindrances are strong, we're available for that. And therefore, it starts to change our relationship to the hindrances, even when we're caught in one or more. And then the more we're available, the more we have space around the arising of the hindrances of wanting mind, aversive mind, sloth and torpor mind, restless, fretting mind, and doubting mind, those hindrances. We're available for life, and if that's what's present, then okay. It's not what we would prefer, but okay, this is what we will work with. We don't have to leave. We don't have to leave. We don't have to give up choice. Over time, we develop this capacity. And for most of us, there's some area of our lives where we would leave more readily than others. Some aspect, a feeling of helplessness in relation to an aging parent, a feeling of, it's my life's not working out the way that I thought it was going to work out. Whatever that might be. Being overwhelmed with all responsibilities, we're not available for that feeling because it feels too big for us. But if we're going to change that relationship with those responsibilities, we have to be available in some way to know what matters, what we would keep and what we would let loose of, and on and on and on. So we're going to do another meditation now, and we will be, I'm going to ask you, we'll do the same arriving available, aligning, and then coming back to this large groundedness. That's when we are, when that, when our, when it's a, an aligned availability to feel the ground. Because we, well, one of the two things I'm inviting you to explore in this is the sense of groundedness that we found in the earth element in that first sit. Same felt sense, but coming from a different object, and then the choice. So I will ask you to, at one point, make choice your object to be explored, but not your story about choice. Not your story. It can be very interesting stories about choice, but rather the felt sense and your how you would know, how would you know, how do you remember, how do you recognize, oh, choice. How do you stay mindful of choice? How do you stay mindful of choice? The Eightfold Path is all about choice. You're choosing view, you're choosing intention, you're choosing right effort, you're choosing mindfulness, you're choosing a concentration, you're choosing sila, right livelihood, right speech. It's all about choice. So we're interested in choice as the capacity of it in mind heart. Okay. Getting comfortable again. Arriving. Arriving here. Here in this moment. Arriving here. And now, deliberate orienting our attention. Yoni Somana Sakara, wise attention based on experience. We know what is wise is to be present. So we arrive in the moment, the immediacy of the moment. Mindfulness front and center. You can feel your attention gathering, collecting. This attentive mindfulness is our object, really, at this point. Here, now, felt sense, as this very moment, or as a flow of moments. Later on, I would like to hear from some of you. Is the here and now more like this moment, this moment, this moment, or more flow of moments. So experiment a little. The metric of knowing that we have arrived is that we feel present and know we are present. We can feel our very presence, our very attendance in this moment. We recognize that we are available to know the moment, to recognize this is back pain, this is excitement. This is a good mood. This is being anxious. We can recognize what's in the moment. And right now we're recognizing the capacity to know that we have this capacity because we are present. So see, we're so accustomed to jumping to the objects that, or experiences that arise in the mind heart. And you're being asked to stay back in the capacity. It's a little new for some. The most important metric for our practice is when we recognize that we have arrived to the point that we are available. And this availability is most characterized by choice. Choice to stay present with what's arising, or a choice to direct our attention to something, or choice to align. That's what we're doing now. We're not with other objects. We're with capacities. And so we can feel that we could point our choices to what we're going to emphasize. I'm going into this meeting, I'm going to really see what's to my advantage in this meeting. Oh, I've got an agenda. I'm going to try to convince my family or this group of people or these people at work. I'm going to convince them of something. So I'm choosing to have that. But no, we're just knowing choice as to how to meet all of life right now. It's not about objects. It's about capacity. How do you know that you have a choice? If you're going to answer that a little later, how do you know? We're reflective. This is a reflective piece in meditation. Just as who's having these thoughts can be a reflective meditation, this is a reflective. What is your felt sense of having choice? Being so available that you have choice. Where do you feel it in the body? And now, the invitation is to choose to align with something larger. We're not being disrespectful to your own capacities to make your way in life. Just because we're aligning with something larger doesn't mean that our skills of navigating all of the tasks and needs of life that must be met. This larger alignment enhances, at least that's been my experience with people, this ability to navigate the often tumultuous waters of life as it flows along. But now aligning with the Dhamma, or wise view, wise intention, more specifically, or with what are core values to you. So we are available to our experiences from this enhanced, this grounded sense of perspective, of attitude, of understanding. I am available to life through the Dhamma. I'm available to practice from wise view and wise intention, this aspiration and the immediacy of the moment. Can you feel that here availability has a different felt sense than just when you realize, oh, I'm available. I'm here, so therefore I'm available. Can you feel the difference? Again, we're reflecting. We're reflecting on the felt sense of it, not a mental analysis, but the felt sense. Sometimes I feel it in my eyes. It's like my eyes have some sort of extra glistening or something. Sometimes it's on my tongue. It occurs for me in the closest part of the tongue to the lips. There's a kind of a buzz, sweetness, vibratory feeling. So embodied. This sense of availability. Or in my heart space. Sometimes it's the nostrils. So present. That availability is a preponderant experience rather than objects that are arising, the knowing of availability. A kind of awakened awareness. Or the precursor or a foreshadowing of a free mind, heart. Be available. May I be available to this moment through wise view and wise intention. am available. I am available. I am available for knowing, experiencing, wisely relating as best I am able. Choosing to be available feels like this. Choosing to be available feels like this. Not a fixed view. We're not fixing views, we're not cementing. It's at this moment, it feels like this. And therefore is being known. I can feel the ground. I can feel the stillness of being available. Like the earth element in its steady stillness, its quiet, its resting feeling, its resting. There is a ground. In my availability, may I know the feeling of ground. In my availability, may I know the feeling of ground. This is aligned availability. Aligned with the Dhamma. May I directly experience being available and aligned. May I directly experience being available and aligned. Now turn towards objects that arise. Start with the breath and body. Let that be an anchor object that you will watch. But if other things come up, let them come up. See them clearly as you are able. And then come back to your anchor object of body or breath or body breath as a whole. Over and over again, periodically, feel the availability of your attention that you have choice as to how you're relating to your experience. Confirm that's true repeatedly. Not that it's always true, but when there is deliberate mindfulness, intentional mindfulness, you can often have it be true because you choose. This is your experience to know for yourself. Anything that arises in the mind, heart, you're available to know it. To feel it directly. Available to see that you have the capability of a wise relationship, and then going back to your object, the anchor object.